St. Peter today from our second reading. Sorry, I can't see you guys. Maybe you don't want to see me, but St. Peter today gives us the way we are to evangelize, does he not? He tells us to be full of joy. But what does he want us to be full of joy over? Our stories. The stories that helped us to discover Jesus. He doesn't want us just to keep on quiet. Keep our stories under our bushel basket. Oh, this person's coming over. I gotta put my crosses away. Or I don't have to say my prayers before blessing of the food. But he wants us to proclaim our stories. Like my story. Some of you might remember, I went into the military after I felt that I had the call to the priesthood. I wasn't in a Catholic school at that part. I was in a school that some of you may have heard of called Redland, not Red Lion, Redland in Lewisberry. And my friends didn't think it would be cool enough for me to go and be a priest, so I decided to join the military. I eventually got out from active duty and went into the reserves. Some of you might remember, I was engaged. Some of you may not know how far along I was with that engagement. I'm just going to say it's because of the bridal shower that the wedding didn't take place. So it tells you how far along that was with that marriage, or almost marriage. During that time, guess what? I had another call to the priesthood, and I chose to ignore it. Again, I'm now living in Harrisburg. Oh, don't say I was living in a rough section. I was all the way at the other end of Harrisburg, where if I left my door unlocked, I didn't have to worry about anything. I had another call. And there, some of you remember, I made a deal with God. Don't ever make deals, because they're going to come true. I said, okay, Lord, I'll become a priest if I have a girlfriend. If I have money in the bank, promotions, if I have a new vehicle, and I even put a house in there. Guess what? I had it all. And then my parents invited me to a Presidio weekend. And right before that weekend, which my parents didn't know about, my girlfriend at the time, threw a curveball in my life. Let's just say, she was calling her dad's girlfriend, whom he was married to his mother, her mom, mother. She was calling him, she was calling her dad's girlfriend, mom. I know I'm saying this on the eve of Mother's Day. But that just creeped me out. And then when I went to Curcio, I discovered something. I discovered who was on this altar. Not that I didn't know, but I truly discovered it was Jesus. And that's the joy that our Lord is giving after today with us. That we have to discover Jesus in our lives. And we have to be proud of that. Yes. We might have some long stories that take us on a journey, falling away, turning away from our Lord. But that's not what defines us. It only defines us if we let it be defines us. Our sinful ways of turning back from our Lord. Our sinful ways if we allow those sins to keep repeating. And if we do, we don't let them define ourselves. We go to this thing called confession, the sacrament of penance. That's where we find the mercy and love of Jesus. And that was the first time at that weekend that I actually confessed all my sins. Sins of unforgiveness, sins of being with women, if you get my drift, and other sins. Where we can let go of our sinful nature and truly hang on to God and not allow those things to come and haunt us. That's where we discover Jesus, and that becomes our story. That's our story that our Lord showed us from the very beginning of the Bible, from Genesis, into our life now with our Lord, receiving Him on this very altar, His very body, blood, soul, and divinity, becomes that sign of hope for us, that sign of life, that our Lord truly died on the cross and ascended into heaven, which that's going to be this coming Thursday. And we allow ourselves to enter into that life of Christ and allow Him to be part of that life that we have here. Because there are a lot of things that are going to bring us down. And I'm going to tell you a secret, and I know you've heard it before, but I don't care. That was just a piece of bread. Or a drink. Yes, back there. Of wine. I'm going to be here today. Because I truly believe in my heart of hearts that that's our Lord present on this altar. That is what gives me strength. That is what gives me strength to stand before you, proclaiming Jesus and challenging you to proclaim Jesus to others, how you treat others, how you allow others to be part of your hearts, and how you allow others to be part of your life. And that is what even all these readings are getting after today. Jesus, in His Bread of Life discourse, wants His apostles to be strengthened. Why? Because He's about to suffer the crucifixion, and He's no longer going to be with them. And they're going to fail. We already know that. They all ran away. One denied three times, and one betrayed. And what do we know about those sins? Jesus doesn't call Peter a horrible person. So when we sin, why do we call ourselves a horrible person? Jesus doesn't say to Thomas, put any expletive in there that you want. He doesn't make fun of him for doubting. He allows him to touch his side, his hands, and his feet. Does he? That's not part of the story. We don't know if he did. But Jesus still invited him. He doesn't call the other apostles a wimps for running away. He just challenges us to follow Him, to put Him first in all that we do, and allow that love to rule our hearts. And that is our challenge this week. Our challenge is to remember our stories of how we grew in love with Jesus, to make them part of our life, to allow others to see the joy, the hope, and the faith that you have for our Lord. Because when we can share that hope, that faith, and that joy, we allow others to enter into the life of Jesus, the life of the one who died on the cross for you, the life of the one who wants to be part of us in a very special way. Especially when we receive Him in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Our Lord wants to be part of our hearts when we hear those words, body of Christ. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't say, you awful person. He wants us to remain in his love and to be part of his life. So let us challenge ourselves this weekend by praying to our Lord and enter into our stories with our Lord here on this altar and take that out to at least one or two people that we come in contact with, sharing the faith with others. Because when we do, that's how we build up the church, one person at a time.